speak to the type of player that Devin McCourty has become for you now in his seventh or eighth year, whatever it is, just the versatility and all the different things he can provide for you on the field?
Yeah, Devin, you know, does a lot of things, Ben. You know, start off at corner. Really, he's played both safety positions, even though it's, you can kind of say it's more free safety, but he plays plenty of, I'd say, strong safety type assignments. You know, valuable guy in the kicking game, you know, return kickoffs for us, cover kicks, you know, been a hold of guy on a punt return. So he's really been in all the units. Gives us a lot of great preparation, leadership, toughness, dependability, a lot of speed on the field. So yeah, he's got a lot of great qualities.
Selflessness, is that a quality that he's shown you too?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, you know, he's been a captain practically his whole career, really. So he's got great respect from his teammates and has a – you know, does a lot of things for the team, again, both in terms of communication, leadership. So it's a great example. He's a very positive influence on the team.
Bill, are there any significant changes with McDermott out and Wilkes in as defensive coordinator for them? Is it basically the same style of defense that you've seen them play?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, Wilkes has been with Rivera in three different organizations, so I think that there's – I would imagine there's a lot of carryover, and there's pretty good understanding between those guys of what they want to do and how they want it done. And yeah, I'd say fundamentally the defense is the same. I'm sure they have probably a couple tweaks or variations, like probably every team has from year to year. We certainly have it. You know, there's something that's a little bit different than it was last year for one reason or another, but it's. Yeah, it's this overall. It's the same defense.
What are some of the hallmarks of that?
Four-man line, a lot of zone, blitz zone. They basically, play two fronts. Blitz tendencies have been the same as what they've been. 2013, last time we went through, and there's not a lot of changes from what we had in 2013. Percentage wise, basically what they want to try to do. Good fundamental team, but a lot into their front seven.
Rob talked yesterday, Rob Gronkowski, a little bit about Shaq Thompson and how he's sort of a little bit of a hybrid player. Maybe have you seen that from him too, just in terms of being a little bit lighter linebacker?
He basically, whether they're in nickel or base, it's, you know, pretty much the same defense. He and Monerlin essentially play the same position in the defense. So he plays in space. Again, depends on the formation, but if you extend the formation, he'll play in space, kind of where Monerlin would play. They're not a match team, so if you have three receivers in the game on first down, you won't necessarily get nickel. They'll put Thompson where Monerlin would be and, you know, play a lot of the same things they would play with Monerlin in there.
What about Julius Peppers? Are you kind of amazed that he's still in the league and still a productive player after all these years?
Yeah, I mean, Julius is a tremendous athlete coming into the league, so you know, the guys that come in with that kind of rare ability generally seem to last longer than most others, and but he's been very productive for, you know, Carolina, you know, then up in the NFC North, and then back in Carolina again. So, you know, they've used him a little bit inside, but he's not only good defensively, he's very good at blocking kicks. He's a great field goal rusher. I don't know how many career blocks he's got, probably a dozen, but he's a lot. He's long. He's very athletic. You know, in some schemes, I'm sure he could play linebacker, could play outside linebacker. So you're talking about that kind of athlete, you know, for as big as he is, as athletic as he is. You know, guy like Clowney, you know, guys like that.
Bill, how tough is it to cover a guy like Benjamin, who's such a big receiver, a physical guy?
Yeah, he's a big target. Funches, too. I mean, these guys are like having tight ends flexed out there. Plus, they have a tight end, you know, with Dixon. So, you know, looking at a very big group. Again, unless you have somebody with that kind of height and length, which nobody really does, wherever the receiver is, there's somewhere you can throw him the ball that the defender can't get it. So he's never really covered, even if he's covered. You know, either throw it high or if he's on one side, throw it on the other side, and he can reach it and the defender can't. So, yeah, those guys are big targets. Benjamin's a good route runner. You know, he uses his size and can body up the defenders, get position, catches the ball, you know, can use his body to protect the catch. You know, he's a clutch guy for him, third down, red area, critical situations. He makes a lot of plays.
You guys have this game against the Bucs also coming up, playing on Thursday night. It's nothing new, but this time it's on the road, which it hasn't been for a while. Has that required you guys to be even a little further ahead with the preparedness for next week as well?
Well, we always have people on our staff who work ahead. So whatever game we're on, we have certain people that work on the next game, and then when we get to the next game, then they bridge us to that week, and then they move to the following game. So it's, you know, the cycle's moved up a little bit, but it's basically the same. So, yeah, we'll have to be a big weekend for us and a quick turnaround, you know, after the game. Same as for our opponent, but yeah, definitely more challenging, but it's kind of the same. It's the same cycle, the same people that advance and then hand it off to the people who are in the current game. And then the advance moves on and the current game is the current game.
Knowing that the Thursday game is on the horizon, do you manage your roster differently at all in a game before a Thursday game, knowing you will only have that four day rest?
I don't think so. I mean, if there was a particular situation, possibly, but in general, I wouldn't say so.
Well, just getting back to the Panthers' offense, looks like they use a lot of motion. Do they do that in any way to sort of hold off opposing ends? It's like they use like some pretty hard motion at times, and I don't know if it forces guys to kind of pause maybe a little bit.
Well, I think they have a pretty core group of plays, but between the motions and personnel groups and sometimes shifting, it's hard defensively to recognize the play until it's too late. So they don't line up and just show you what it's going to be. They line up in something else, so you're thinking one thing, and then they motion, and then it's the play that you might be able to recognize if they'd given you that formation or that look initially, but they don't. So they do a good job of that. You know, Mike does a good job of having a good, you know, core offense, balanced offense, but disguising a lot of what they do with different personnel groups, different motions. So it keeps the reads the same, keeps a lot of the assignments the same, but keeps the defense from really locking in on those, identifying those plays.
Now, what does the three tight end look do for your offense?
What does it do?
Just like having Hollister back out on Hollister on the field along with Allen and Gronkowski, does that change any of those?
Puts another personnel group out there for our opponents to defend. If we feel like we can take advantage of it, then that's what we'll try to do. And it's not a lead formation for us, so. But if we can gain an advantage with it in some way, we will. If we can't, then probably wouldn't be that big of a part of the package that week.
Bill, we've seen Alandon Roberts' snaps increase in each of the first 3 weeks. What improvements has he made in year two with you?
Everything. Has a year under his belt. You know, is our defense better, communicates it well from his position, middle linebacker, which is a important communication position. He's had more experience with other offenses, linemen, backs, quarterbacks, line of scrimmage procedures, so forth. So he's picks those things up, the subtle differences quicker, can direct other people, his teammates, based on what he sees, but also his just communication, understanding of our defense and how to utilize the tools that we have to try to take advantage of something that he sees. He's more comfortable and has more experience doing it. So he's improved in every area. It hasn't just been one thing. He's works extremely hard off the field in his preparation, plays hard on the field, practices hard, and has a good understanding of the defense and does a good job communicating with his teammates from the middle linebacker position, which is that's part of the job too. But, you know, you need to have some experience and some confidence and to exert that. And I'd say he's definitely gained that in the last year.
What are the challenges in defending a two running back set like the Panthers will sometimes run with McCaffrey and Stewart?
You just have to be disciplined in your reads. You know, there's only one runner back there. You know, if he's back there with a tight end or a fullback or something like that, I mean, you know who the runner is going to be. I mean, it could be a pass, but you know basically he's going to carry the ball. You know, with two guys back there, then misdirection plays, you know, and reading your keys and making sure that you defend your responsibility because there's more than one guy that can carry it becomes more critical. You know, which is the way it was, and you know, when I came into the league, when there were two running backs, so the halfback blocked, the fullback ran, fullback blocked, the halfback ran. And your keying system was for linebackers much more difficult then because of the different combinations of plays that they had. As that's evolved to a one back set, again, for the most part, we know who's going to carry the ball, and so. That's just changed a little bit. When you put two guys back there, especially if you're not used to doing it, understanding that there's probably not a lot of one guy's blocking for the other guy plays. There's more of, well, one guy runs here and the other guy runs somewhere else. Which guy has the ball? You have to defend both of them as opposed to, you know, having lead blockers. That's, wouldn't say that there's, that's featured, but when you have two guys going in different directions, then that can slow down the defense.
When you came into the league, would you have matched that set with base, whereas now you might match it with...
Well, depends on, no, I think the match is based more on the receivers. I mean, it's hard to match on running backs. I mean, it just is because, you know, the formation is still, you know, how many blockers do they have? And it's hard to treat a back as a receiver unless he really is a receiver. I mean, if he's in the backfield... You can treat him as a receiver, but that's, I'd say that's, it's a hard thing to do because that's not, you know, like linebackers don't see receivers in the backfield unless it's truly a receiver in the backfield, and that's rare and usually with a very specific purpose. When you have two backs back there, it just changes the run keys and the awareness that the linebackers have to have in the inside running game. I mean, look, if a guy runs a toss sweep or runs a reverse, I mean, that's, you know, it's a perimeter play. I mean, that's one thing. When it's an inside play that involves a blocking scheme and a linebacker fit on the ball, then that's a whole nother issue. So, yeah, I'd say the majority of the matching comes with the number of receivers the team has on the field. Now, there's some tight ends that are receiving tight ends, so you could treat that receiving tight end as a receiver, which that's pretty common in this league, but I'd still say it falls into the receiver category. So.
Two final questions. Bill, how have you felt Deion Lewis has looked to you? I know he hasn't played quite as many snaps as Gillislee or White, but when he has been in the game, what has he given you guys?
Yeah, I think Deion's been good. He can make plays with the ball in his hands. Both in the running game and the passing game. So, yeah, no problem with him in there. I think he's done a good job when he's had an opportunity.
We've seen him in the past do some work on the goal line, but is he the kind of back who could take the ball in short yardage situations? Or?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think he's good with the ball in his hands, and he has good vision. You know, runs hard. He's a low center of gravity. He's a hard guy to tackle. I don't think you could hand him the ball in any situation, inside, outside. Yeah, I mean, I think he's our guy to tackle, and he has good vision. You know, can find space.
You guys signed a couple of practice squad players, I think about a week ago now, in McCarron and Heinicke. I know McCarron you saw this summer, but just kind of wanted to get a feel for you, from you for what attracted you to those guys to bring them in.
It's an opportunity to work with them. I mean, I really don't know very much about either player, so see how it goes. All right, great. Thank you.